Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're dealing with at present is called Your New Identity in Christ Jesus, and we're doing part 7 today from an 8-part series. The topics we're covering today will be confess the word of God over yourself continually, and the other topic will be confessions of what the word of God says about you and your new identity. In Romans chapter 17, verse 17, it says, "So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." As you confess the word of God or the promises of God over yourself of who and what you are in Christ Jesus, you become what you confess, and the inner image of who you are in Christ is built up in your spirit man on the inside of you, and then it becomes a reality on the outside of you. When we now go to John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father." Did Jesus go to the Father? Yes, he did. That means that we will do equal to what Jesus has done, and if not more. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, we read once again, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." As we confess the word of God of who and what we are in Christ Jesus, we will eventually have an inner image built up on the inside of our spirit man. That inner image becomes stronger and stronger the more we confess who and what we are. Why? When we confess what the Word of God says we are, we'll eventually turn into what the Word of God says we are, or become what the Word of God says we are. Throughout my Christian maturity, I've learned to confess the Word of God of who I am in Christ Jesus. And this is not just for me, it's for every born-again believer. You build yourself up in the Word of God by confessing who and what you are in and through Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit takes that word and develops you into what you're saying. These confessions of faith of who I am in Christ Jesus are based directly from the Word of God. "In Christ I am a child of Almighty God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I am a new creation. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into God's kingdom. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm blessed. I'm a saint. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I am holy without blame before him in love. I am the elect. I am established to the end. I am victorious. I am set free. I am strong in the Lord. I am dead to sin. I am more than a conqueror. I am joint heirs with Christ Jesus. I am sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I am in Christ Jesus by his doing. I am accepted by the Beloved. I am complete in him. I am crucified with Christ. I am alive with Christ. I am free from condemnation. I am reconciled to God. I am qualified to share in his inheritance. I am firmly rooted, built up, established in my faith, and overflowing with gratitude. I am circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. I am a fellow citizen with the saints and the household of God. I am built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I am born of God, and the evil one does not touch me. I am his faithful follower. I am overtaken with blessings. I am his disciple because I have love for others. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus. I am a partaker of his divine nature. I am called of God. I am the first fruit among his creation. I'm chosen by God. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I am God's workmanship, created for good works in Christ Jesus. I am the apple of my Father's eye. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am being changed into his image. I'm as bold as a lion." These confessions that I've just spoken to you, they come from Scripture. They are not direct Scripture, but they are part of Scripture. When you read the Scripture, you will find that that's exactly what they mean. The Bible has a process in it, or a principle. If you want something, confess it. What you confess, you will eventually have. The Bible says God calls those things that be not yet as though they were. So when you take these confirmations and you confirm them on a regular basis, I would say at least once a day in the very beginning, when you confess these things, you're calling for those things that are not there yet. Even though they are a reality, they need to be built into your spirit man. And as this word goes into you, as the Holy Spirit works with this word, it becomes a reality on the inside of your spirit. And then it will flow from the inside of your spirit to the outside, to your physical man. You will become strong in the word, strong in the things of God, and as a child of God, and as one of the sons and daughters of God. I must warn you that in the very beginning, when you first start these confessions of faith of who you are in Christ Jesus, it may feel a little bit strange. You may feel like, that's not me, I'm lying. But in reality, you're not lying. When the word of God says that you're chosen by God, or you're an ambassador for Christ, that is the truth. And when we confess that, we are walking in humility, because we're confessing what God says about us. And that's not pride, it's not arrogance, it's humility. So in the very beginning, when you first start saying these things, that may seem a little bit strange to you or feel a bit strange, but just keep going, and you will find as you continue on, you will become stronger on the inside of your spirit man, and faith will be built up on the inside. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll go to the next message on part 8, and it's called Confessions of What the Word of God Says About Your Identity in Christ Jesus. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.